Hello. Good evening from where I am. It's nice and dark and cozy. I've got a candle lit, and I wanted to read a poem to you tonight. It's a poem that I wrote called The Lightkeeper, and I feel a new inspiration to start sharing more of my poetry in the hope that it will be of some use to someone else on their healing journey, that it'll be maybe some light or some medicine in some small way. I feel a clearer sense today that a lot of the writing that I've done has served its purpose for me, in healing me, and now it's time to share it more broadly with other people so that it might help someone else. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. And I thought I would just read one poem and let it ripple out, and I won't explain it. I won't, say anything about it other than read the poem and let it speak to you however it does. And I think I'm going to stick with one poem, but we'll see after I read this one. I might be inspired to share a second one. So we'll see. Okay, so this one's called Lightkeeper. All day long, she wanders around, quietly looking, watching, for the lost light seeds that are floating like lightning bugs, suspended in the air, radiating their warm, tiny light. Separated from their source, left behind by someone who unknowingly dropped one while in pain, while struggling or suffering. During violent outbursts and hateful screams, while being carefully molded by the powers that be and cut off from that inner wisdom that was designed to guide us down deeper paths. A few particles here, a few particles there, falling slowly away without them noticing. She travels to find each one, guided by an invisible map she was given inside her subtle senses. Carefully collecting them, retrieving what was lost, reaching out and cupping each one gently in her vessel hands for safekeeping. She has gathered thousands by now, kept safely in her home deep inside the lush forest, which glows from the inside out. Whenever she leaves, she brings many with her. Tucked against her soft body, and gives them back to anyone she can tell is missing some of their light, whoever has some dark spots that need filling in, like replacing the light bulbs in a house. She does it subtly as she passes by, with a whisper under her breath, a quick, fleeting glance, or a blink of the eye. Never for attention, always to heal and to help. To return the light to its home, filling us back up to our full power. There are many like her, a network of light keepers, working alone, but connected by that sense and inner knowing that they are here to keep our illuminated souls alive. So that's the light keeper. I really want to tell you the story. Okay, I'll tell you the story about it because I really like the story of it. So this one arrived sometime in the last year, and I was walking from my bedroom slash art studio into the bathroom. And as I crossed the threshold, this image or this vision appeared in my imagination. I saw this woman. It was like watching a little movie play out or something. I saw this woman walking through a forest collecting light seeds, and I was fascinated by it, and I didn't see the whole thing, but there was enough there that I felt like I should write it down. So I grabbed my phone and started to write. And as I wrote, the rest of the story revealed itself. And when I read it, and it happened really quickly, very fluidly, it just flowed. And after it came through, I read it and I thought, whoa, what was that? That was amazing. It was just kind of handed to me. Like it just came through in this magical way. And this one it's a little bit different than how most of the poems have come through for me. Often it's that I sit down and you know, I'm sitting in silence and some memory comes back to me or some experience I had, or I notice something or a word catches my attention. And it's like those things feel like they're kind of gently pulling at me, or they're inviting me to write into them, to feel into them while I write. And I never know where they're going to take me. They show me as the pen moves, but there's always medicine in them, and it's always deeply healing and incredible. And that is often how I write. But with this one, it was so different because it was just all of a sudden this little beautiful story playing out in my imagination. So it was really wonderful. I wanted to share that one with you. And I'm debating, do I share another one? Do I not? I think I'm going to leave it with just one, short and sweet. Let that ripple out. I'm actually going to read it one more time. So maybe you can just settle in and listen to it again and see how it feels hearing it a second time. Okay, Lightkeeper. All day long, she wanders around, quietly looking, watching for the lost light seeds that are floating like lightning bugs suspended in the air, radiating their warm, tiny light, separated from their source, left behind by someone who unknowingly dropped one, while in pain, while struggling or suffering, during violent outbursts and hateful screams, while being carefully molded by the powers that be and cut off from that inner wisdom that was designed to guide us down deeper paths. A few particles here, a few particles there, falling slowly away without them noticing. She travels to find each one, guided by an invisible map she was given inside her subtle senses, carefully collecting them, retrieving what was lost, reaching out and cupping each one gently in her vessel hands for safekeeping. She has gathered thousands by now, kept safely in her home, deep inside the lush forest, which glows from the inside out. Whenever she leaves, she brings many with her, tucked against her soft body, and gives them back to anyone she can tell is missing some of their light, whoever has some dark spots that need filling in, like replacing the light bulbs in a house. She does it subtly as she passes by, with a whisper under her breath, a quick, fleeting glance, or a blink of the eye. Never for attention, always to heal and to help, to return the light to its home, filling us back up to our full power. There are many like her, a network of light keepers, working alone, but connected by that sense and inner knowing that they are here to keep our illuminated souls alive. So that's the Lightkeeper. I hope it spoke to you in some way. And thank you so much for listening, and I will be sharing more poetry again soon. Okay, sending you lots of love and light and peace. And if you ever want to reach out and share anything, maybe that you write or what resonates with you, I'm always here. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.